School PR professionals spend a few weeks a year participating in professional development and networking, if they're lucky. We use this time to connect through conversation and shared experiences. Conversation is one of the best parts of our jobs, but then we go back to our daily work and the time for connection begins to wear off.
Welcome to School PR Happy Hour. During our time together, our goal is to continue a sense of collaboration and shared conversation throughout the whole year.
We are a community of communicators that lean on each other in hard times and times of celebration and learn from each other regularly.
This podcast gives us the chance to get to know each other better by sharing our passions about furthering education one story at a time.
Whether you are listening on your morning commute or winding down after work, we are so glad you're here and look forward to learning alongside you today.
What's up, friends, and welcome into School PR Happy Hour Season 5. It is a big day as we launch a new season. But before we get into the episode, I'd like to say a special thanks to our sponsors, Class Intercom and CISO Communications. Without you, we wouldn't be able to do this show, and we appreciate the support. And before we move on, I do want to say one more thank you to my partner in crime for the last 4 years, Aaron McCann, APR. You have set the standard for what this show is moving forward, and we appreciate the time and effort that you put into this, building this passion with me, and we miss you. We know we'll hear from you this season. We've already got you scheduled for an episode, but we hope what you're listening to today makes you proud and continue to be a fan of School PR Happy Hour. So thank you, Aaron, for everything you've done. And now let's get into Season 5. What's up, everybody, and welcome into another season of School PR Happy Hour. My name's Justin Deering. I'm a communication strategist for CISO Communications, and I'm so glad you're here today. If this is your first time joining the show, we're a podcast that spends time talking with people around the school PR industry about great things happening in their districts, and also we take some of those presentations and some of those things you see at your national and state conference, and we expand that conversation and we keep it going a little further. Now, if you've been around for a while, you know that this is a big season. We're making a transition. As you heard with the intro, it's already a little different. We're transitioning to a new host. We're bringing somebody new in this year. Our good friend and co-founder of the show, Aaron McCann, APR, has left School PR and is now doing great things at Southwest Airlines. She'll still be a part of the show. You'll hear her during this season, of course. But we're pivoting a little bit, and we're bringing in a new host that we're excited to introduce you to today. If you were at INSPRA, you know it was the worst kept secret at INSPRA, but I'm excited because one of my good friends, my travel buddy, my adventure partner, is now our co-host, and we're going to bring her in right now and start the conversation, get the season kicked off. Becca Latham, what's up, homie? How are you doing? Congratulations, and welcome to School PR Happy Hour.
Hello. Hi, everybody. I am so great. So excited to be here. So excited to be your new co-host for the show. And I am also so excited for the season to get started. A lot of things
a lot of things to be excited about. We've got a lot going on. We're planning out what we think is a great season. It's going to have a lot of big names and people that you recognize, you've talked to from across the country, and you've met at your conferences. So, Becca, as we always do, you've been on the show before. You've done this before. But for those that may not have heard that episode, tell us a little bit about your story, about how you got into School PR and how you landed where you're at now, and then how you landed here at School PR Happy Hour.
Amazing. Happy to share. So I am currently the Chief Communications Officer for a school district called Community Consolidated School District in Palatine, Illinois. So we're just outside of the city of Chicago. And I have been here for about 2.5 years now. I like to say that I started right about the vaccine time of COVID, which is a very fun time in school communications, as anybody that was a part of it knows. And prior to that, I worked in Deerfield School District, another suburb of Chicago, and then Forest Park School District. And this is, I believe, my 7th or 8th school year in school communications. Well, so a little bit about how I got to where I'm at now. I was not somebody that knew what I wanted to do when I grew up. So I went into college kind of not sure what I wanted to do, but I knew that I liked true crime. So I decided to start my majoring in criminal justice because as an 18-year-old, I thought, well, I like this, so that must be what I should do for my career for the rest of my life. And after a couple of classes there, I quickly realized that that's not necessarily what I want to do for a career, even though it's something I have interest in. So I went to our career center at Illinois State University, and I talked with them a little bit, took some of those tests that help you to determine what your best step would be for the next steps, and they recommended public relations to me. So I started by taking just the intro course, and I loved it. I really loved that I didn't have to do the extra math classes that the marketing degree had to do, because they were part of the school of business, and I was a part of the school of communications. And after college, I moved out to California for a year. And when I lived out there, I worked for the American Cancer Society, and I was a community coordinator for Relay for Life. And with that role, I learned a lot about community building and kind of just learning a lot about different communities, because I worked for different types of communities. So I worked for, I would say, a more mid-level income community. And then I also worked with Calabasas, which is mostly known for being where the Kardashians live. So very affluent, very wealthy community. And I learned a lot, like I said, just breaking down different communities, the people that are part of them, and kind of how they work together as a team to help them put on their event for the American Cancer Society. And once I moved back home to Illinois, I was looking for a job, and I found the position with Forest Park open. I was the first person there. I got to do a lot of cool stuff, kind of made it my own because they hadn't had somebody in the position before. Basically got them their first website. We did a full rebrand of all of their mascots because they were using a bunch of clip art. So kind of got to spearhead a lot of projects there. Then I moved to Deerfield, where I followed Kathy Kadigian. And so a lot of things were already in place and going really great in their district. And I got to kind of pick up from where she left off and continue on with all the projects she had implemented. And then over COVID, I spent about 9 months at a PR agency and got some experience there helping different brands kind of launch themselves and get themselves in front of the media. And after that time, I realized that I wanted to be back in the school PR realm and found the position that I'm at currently, where we got all kinds of fun stuff going on, including a referendum we passed last year. And here we are.
Here we are. Well, our story goes back to INSPRA at Anaheim, where I walked into a conference where I didn't know anybody, and except my boss at that time, Julie Thanum, and she made sure I met certain people immediately. You were one of the people I got connected with literally on the first day of INSPRA, and I think we probably texted each other at least once a week for the last 5 years, which is awesome. But we really kicked off when we went to DC, hung out, and went around and looked at all the cool monuments, rode scooters, and did all kinds of things. And then you joined the party for my 40th birthday that we've talked about on this show multiple times with David and his broken leg, and one of the best pictures of all time that will be hung in my office soon came from that trip. And it was just kind of a natural choice once Erin had said she needed to step away to work on her doctorate, because again, she's the busiest person there is, to continue to work with a friend. You know, I may not be, you've already had to remind me multiple times, hey, we need to record this. I may not be the most punctual person on things, but I need to work with someone who I'm friends with, someone that gets me, and I'm excited about this partnership. Like I said at the beginning of the show in the open, we both got to reconnect. I mean, obviously we went to Glacier last year, but it was my first INSPRA back since DC this year when we were in St. Louis, and we had an opportunity to hang out and, you know, gave you the reins on the social media for a couple days, and then, but didn't tell anybody who was posting. And it was by far the worst kept secret at INSPRA this year, that by the time it was announced, someone was like, yeah, it's Becca. We all know, because we would walk up and say, hey, can I tell one more person? Yeah, tell one more person. Who cares? They won't tell anybody. By the time it was time to say, everybody already knew who it was. But it's a perfect choice. It's going to be a perfect fit. It's going to be awesome. But when we look at INSPRA in St. Louis this year, obviously forecasting, looking ahead at Seattle next year, what were some of your biggest takeaways or your favorite things about the INSPRA conference this year in St. Louis?
Oh, man. There were a lot of takeaways. I think a couple of my favorite sessions that I went to revolved around I went to one about ChatGPT. I'm one of those people who I kind of thought, I don't need it. It's like, whatever. I'm not going to pay attention to it. And I went to the session and there was just so many quick takeaways that Rebecca had shared on during her session. So much so that we are hoping that you guys might get to hear more about her later on this season. And just, I also went to a session about community building and I talked a lot about different things they did outside of just, you know, your typical school PR checklist that you might do, right? We got the marketing, we got the website, we got the communication, the emails, and they really went deep into kind of what they do within their community that went kind of above and beyond, which was really cool to hear about too. I think my biggest thing that I take away from the conference every single year is just the time to connect with everybody else. Time to celebrate with everybody on another school year. Time to relax and hang out and not text only about, you know, hey, I need an email for this type of crisis situation, but to really be able to sit down and talk with people and be in person and ask them how they're doing. And, you know, I thought it was a little funny. I went to therapy the week after it was a day after I think the conference was over. And my therapist said to me, yeah, you know, you seem like lighter today. You seem like really, really in a good spot. I was like, oh, well, that's because I just came back from my conference. And there's just something about being with people that value the work that you do and, you know, that care about you and appreciate you and are supportive.
So yeah.
I think that was my favorite.
By far my favorite thing about any conference, but Innsbruck especially, is the connections. Is, you know, last season I got connected with Mitch out there in Nebraska. Was on the show last year. He was in Dallas. We hung out one weekend, and then at Innsbruck we went to lunch and sat down for an hour and a half and talked about everything except our jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, both dads talked about a lot of that, talked about other things and just those connections. But, you know, my favorite, and I will say the best thing that happened, the most fun I had the whole time we were there, is I got to go to my first Gaysborough event, and it was the most fun. There are videos of me having the time of my life that were taken and shared with everybody that could get it. And that was a cool night because I've been working at CISO for over a year, working with Kara Zachney, who you're seeing some new branding and some new social media stuff that came straight from Kara. Yeah. She was like, I want to brand this thing, and she took it and ran with it. But we've been working together for a year and had never met in person. And like that first night hanging out, I was like, we're already buddies. We're homies. Like, this is great. And we had a great time and just getting a chance to hang out in the CISO crew for the first time in a while, like having everybody together that was there. And then obviously our little crew that ran around and went to dinner and hung out almost every night or sat in the lobby and watched the light show every night and just hung out. So I love the conference for that reason exactly, is that, you know, you come back refreshed because you're in the trenches all day, every day, but then you get around your people who understand what their trenches look a lot like your trenches, and everybody's trenches suck sometimes. And it reminds you that it's impactful work and that it's important work. So, yeah, it was awesome. I'm excited. I don't want this to turn into like Justin's interviewing Becca. You're like a co-host. So, I am going to ask you another question. We usually talk about like goals on the first episode and like cool things we've experienced in the last couple months since we took off. But, you know, this is our first time. So do you have any personal goals you set for yourself or anything cool happened this summer that you're excited about that just kind of revved you up and get you ready for a new school year?
Yeah, I feel like this summer I've been trying to focus a lot on my health, which would be more of a personal goal. So that is always fun to navigate, but trying to focus a lot more on that and moving around and staying active and all that fun stuff. And I did get a chance to take a little break from work and go out to California, which was awesome. My boyfriend and I went to go visit my brother who lives out there and got to do a tour of SpaceX, which was pretty awesome. Even though, you know, my brother gave the tour and I might not have understood everything that he said, because he is an aerospace engineer and quite frankly a genius. But it was very cool to see the rockets and where he works and all that fun stuff.
We didn't get to go on a big family vacation this year. We went to Broken Bow like we do every year, which is a little town in Oklahoma. We're in a cabin and hang out in the woods. I've also done a little bit of self-reflection on my self-care and health this summer and kind of getting a plan going into this new year as I have opportunities with a little bit of flexibility. But by far for me this summer, the coolest thing that happened was something I didn't expect to happen. I gave a little presentation in Oklahoma probably more 5 or 6 months ago. Yeah. I gave one to the OCASPR crew about 5 or 6 months ago. And one of the districts was like, "Hey, can you do that for teachers?" And, funny story is my last day in school PR in my first district. So before I left and went to Southlake was right before convocation. I stood on the stage and told my boss at that point, "Hey, someday you're going to hire me to stand here and talk to people." And he literally just said, "Prove it." Like that was just our relationship. He was like, "Prove it, show me." And when they called and said, "Hey, you want to come keynote a convocation and you can bring your kid and your kid can sit in the front row and watch you and be a part of the show." However, that was really, really cool. And then the agenda came out with my name on it and I freaked out and it was like, "Oh crap, they actually want me to talk for an hour." And, you know, going through the emotions of the stress, the preparation, and then getting up there and hoping you don't bomb and these teachers love you. And then just being, you know, vulnerable enough to have a little bit of an emotional time talking about a former student. It was by far in my top five coolest things I've ever done. And the best part was a lot of people listen to this show, you included, were texting me that morning leading up to it, just dropping bombs on me about how proud of me you were and how I was going to kill it and all this. So I appreciate you doing that. And then everybody else that did that. I don't know if it's something I want to do all the time. Cause I woke up the next day and felt like I got hit by a truck. I was so sore that I just laid on the couch once I got back. But by far a highlight, a core memory with me and Kinley being on the stage with her and taking a selfie in front of 2,400 teachers was pretty awesome. And really kind of got me excited about not only the new school year for all the clients I work with, but also this podcast, because, you know, it's just something that I've been passionate about for 4 years and I want to continue it and keep it going. So that means we need to talk about what season 5 is going to look like, because it's your first season. It's a big one. We got to come out the gate hot. We got to get after it. And we got to do some shows that people want to listen to. So what kind of ideas do you have? What kind of shows are you looking forward to? Who are you talking to? We'll just go back and forth with some of the ones that we have planned that we're excited about. And then some of the changes you may hear in the show. And then we'll get out of here and let you listen to the first episode, because it's dropping today as well. And that'll be your first interview. And I'm not going to steal who it is. I'll let you tease that at the end. But let's talk about the other episodes. What are you looking forward to?
All right. Well, before we do that, I will say I am very proud of you. And also, spoil alert, Justin did a fantastic job. And he immediately after had people that were in the audience saying how it was one of the best speeches they had heard. And so I just wanted to say again that I'm very proud of you. And I'm very excited that you got to do that.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, maybe someday we'll post the video if I don't look too fat.
You're posting it. So preview of season 5. We do have a lot of cool stuff ahead, stuff we're excited about. We hope you're excited about it too. One of the things I think is ever changing, always kind of something new going on, is social media. So we're hoping to chat a little bit about that. And, you know, whether it's a new platform, an old platform that has a new name, could be all kinds of things.
Oh yeah, we've got a panel on social media planned where we're going to look at X and look at Twitter and look at whatever's around by then. I think that one's actually scheduled towards the back half of the first half, so could be Christmas time.
Yeah.
Who knows? We could have 15 new social media accounts, or Twitter could have exploded. But we've got that. There's also a lot of changes in the web design world for school PR right now, with mergers and new features coming out. And we're hoping to have a good panel of web designers on towards the end of the season to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things they're seeing and everything. And it's not a vendor A versus vendor B. It's web. What do you do with your web? What should you be doing in the world that we're in now, which is a marketing world instead of just an information world with schools? We've got to go out and get students. We've got to recruit now, which in Texas, that was never something we thought we ever have to do. And now it's something we have to do daily. We have to continually be thinking about student enrollment. One of my big episodes that I'm excited about is over the last year of working with CISO, I've kind of become a nerd and a book guy and a bookworm is what I'm trying to say about branding and like the archetypes that come with it and the structure and how you come up with language and how you come up with not just logos, because branding we all know is more than a logo and a tagline, but what do those colors mean? What words do we use? What words don't we use? And I'm going to get to sit down with Bob Noyd from CISO, our VP and one of my good friends, and we're just going to hash it out and have a branding talk. And it's one of those where I've got a couple questions and I'm just going to let him talk and take notes, because we're actually going through a branding process with a client right now from scratch. And I'm getting to watch it and I'm like, oh, we got to take this to everybody. That's got to hit the podcast. So that's going to be an awesome one. I know you've got one planned about self-care and boundaries. You were talking about, your personal health and goals this summer. So what else you got going on that you're kind of pumped about and kind of excited about for this season?
Another one I kind of previewed a little bit was bringing on somebody to talk about ChatGPT and just the ways that we can kind of incorporate it and use it in our positions and how kind of staying ahead of the curve and learning about it and how it is beneficial can, allow it to not replace you as a job, but also be then the person that other people in your district can go to learn about it and how it can help them in their positions too. So I'm really excited about that one.
I'm excited. Just, it's a new feel. You heard the intro, you've seen the branding, it's come out. It's the same show with a new feel. And there's just a new excitement around it. We're getting followers like crazy on X or Twitter, whatever we're going to call it. I'm going to stick with Twitter. And you're going to see our Instagram's going to kick back off and get going again. You're going to see some stuff. We're actually going to incorporate and change up some of our stuff we do on our content. We're going to have some more videos and more posts. Kara went on and basically made us a suite of graphics for us to use. So you're going to see us step up the game there a little bit now that we have a little bit more time, I think. But one of the cool things that I'm excited about is the introduction of a new segment we're going to do with every show called My School PR Story. We average about 18 to 20 episodes a season, depending on if, Twitter explodes in the middle of the hiatus and we decide we have to do a random show, or if Threads pops up in the middle of the summer and we decide we have to do a random show. So during those times, we realize if we have 18 to 20 shows, we have the opportunity to introduce you to 18 to 20 new friends around the country. And we've been around for long enough that we are starting to get some repeat guests over different topics. And I think it was while we were at Inspire, we were just kind of like, it'd be cool. We got to find a way to introduce more people. And so we decided My School PR Story was the way to do it. And we've been interviewing folks 5 to 10 minutes on the side since Inspire. And we're just editing their stories together and we're going to share it. And you may get a piece of their story in the show, but you'll hear more about it on social. And it's just another way to introduce you to people who are doing cool things and hopefully connect conversations and how you can do things like that. It's going to be really cool. I've already, I sat down with Greg Turchetta, which I forgot he was the tweeter guy. And I remember like my first week at Carol with Julie, she walked in with the Inspire Gold Medallion Award and put it on my desk. She'd figure out what he's doing. Let's do something like that. And when he was telling that story, I was like, oh my gosh, you're like a celebrity in my head. I've never met you in person and I still haven't, because it was on the internet where I interviewed you, but this is awesome. Like we had a moment afterwards where we just talked about what we did with that. We've got some friends that we know that may not have been as public around school PR on the show, and it's going to be a cool season. And I'm excited, and I'm excited that you're doing this, and it's going to be fun.
I think I said excited like 10 times in my first time speaking, so I'll keep that in mind to use excited a little bit less, but I am very excited for the season to be one of the co-hosts and to get to learn with and from everybody on the show.
Well, my word I use is awesome, so just listen for that. I say it about 50 times an episode. And I don't want to sign out today without giving you an opportunity to tease your first episode. As you know, we dropped two today. We dropped our introduction show, and about 10 minutes later, we've dropped a secondary interview. It's Becca's first show. We got her set up with some equipment. She did an interview. She killed it. And we've got an episode waiting in the hopper for you as soon as you finish this one. So tell us a little bit about your first episode as host of School PR Happy Hour.
So to tease it without giving away too much, although I guess you can just go and listen to it right now if you want it. But if you're listening in order, to tease it for you guys, I have somebody really big, some might say huge, for my first interview. I'm very excited that I got to interview them and talk to them about their goals for this upcoming year, what their reason was for kind of their big next step in school PR, and what they're excited about at work.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to listen to it again. Obviously, I listened to it while I was editing it. I think you did great, and it was a great show, great topic, great guest, great chemistry. It's going to be awesome. There's another awesome for you. But I've never actually said these following lines on this show, but I'm going to say it this season. If you're listening and you love what we're doing, if you could just go and leave a rating on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you're getting your show, you're listening, it helps us get put on charts and things like that. And we are loving the momentum we have with new branding, new hosts, new everything, and we'd love to keep that rolling. So if you take 2 seconds, give us a rate, a 5-star rating would be great, and a little why you love the show and help us out there. Becca, I don't know if you know, I'm sure you do, you've listened to quite a few of these episodes, but we do have a way to end every show, and we're going to keep that alive. It's a line that Aaron has said 80 times now, or 40 times, and I've said it 40 times, whatever that number is. But thank you so much for jumping in and doing this with me and continuing my passion project that I've been working on. I'm super pumped about sharing the world, you with the world, and everybody hearing you interview some folks and get after this, and just it's going to be fun. But I'm going to let you tag us out because it's your first show. So right, say what's ever on your mind and then tag us out with that famous line that we end every show with.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to this season. I can't wait for you guys to hear what we have in store. And all I have left to say is let's go out there and be a little better at our jobs every day.